Hey there, you're listening to 3CR, 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au. You can tune in on live. We're bringing you another program, some live music, as part of the Binary Busting broadcast. First off, I'll start by acknowledging that this is coming to you from Stolen Land. That's the stolen land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. Sovereignty's never been ceded, and I'd just like to pay respects to the elders of this land, past and present. And yeah, my name's Tilda Joy. You've probably heard from me a couple of times today already, but we're going to bring you a couple of sets from some really sick people. First up, we've got Serene Ailment, also known as Lulu. They're going to play a really sick set right now, certainly. And then we're going to have a chat with Zandra, also known as Uboa, and we'll hear from Uboa. So let's get into that. This is Serene Ailment. Hey, Wicked, that was Serene Ailment with a little set there. We're just going to chuck over to a little cart and then we'll have a chat around the table here. Give it up for Serene Ailment.
QA Plus Victorians. The helpline provides information, support and referral from experienced peer workers on issues including mental health, family violence, relationships, suicide prevention and sexual assault.
Yeah, totally.
For information, support and referral, call the Rainbow Door on 1-800-729-367. That's 1-800-729-367, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. Switchboard is a 3CR supporter.
When I was new to Melbourne, I found a Food Not Bombs flyer on the road, and I had like this fist with a carrot, and carrots are my favourite vegetable. Yeah, I think they were asking for help doing stuff, and I got it.
I guess rescue food
that would otherwise go to waste.
I like the aspect of sharing food and not making anyone feel obligated to pay anything for it.
We make a real point at Food Not Bombs of involving everyone who wants to be involved in whichever part they want to be involved in.
For more information, go to fnbmelb.noblogs.org. Food Not Bombs is a 3CR supporter.
Something beautiful, but no. Tonight.
can't stay alive for myself! You'll try to do it for you!
There, welcome back to 3CR Community Radio. It's 855 AM on your dial, 3cr.org.au. You can catch us online. Just before the break there, we heard from Black Dresses with a track called Peace Sign, and it has about 15 exclamation marks after it, which is very cool. That's a really cool collaboration between Ada Rook and Debbie McCallion. I know Debbie from like Girls Rituals and stuff like that. Very cool. Trans person. And after that, we heard four tracks from Hers Collective.
Same
which
life.
Was. yeah. From their EP, You Can't Kill Us. And this, yeah, which is a great title. We had You Can't Kill Us. We had A Promise / Trans Day of Vengeance. We had Trans Woman Dies of Old Age and Murdered by a Woman. So, yeah, some sick tracks there. And I'm joined here by Lulu, who just played a set. Thanks so much. That was sick.
Thank you.
And we've got Zandra too. How are you doing, Zandra?
Yeah, good.
Yeah? Getting through it?
Getting, yeah.
Okay, my voice just increased. Fine.
Hey,
yeah.
Welcome.
Hey.
Cool.
Hello.
Hey, so, this whole day is about kind of trans people and, like, Trans Day visibility is coming up and that kind of thing. And I really wanted to put this segment of the show together to kind of talk about trans femmes and our affinity with like noise and industrial music, because a whole bunch of us seem to do it. A whole bunch of us start to do it, and then we all start taking hormones. how it works. So, yeah, I thought, like, maybe, I don't know, we could start with you, Lulu. How did you end up in the noise scene?
Oh, good question. I started making noise experimental music back in, like, 2008, 2009, and I guess under this moniker of sorts, it's been existing for a long, long time, on and off. More or less, I've always kind of been into industrial and experimental music as just a mainstay. But, only recently I've been just really delving into just culture and just everything about it. Long time. I think it's funny. I saw Uboa play a show in, like, late 2017, 2018 at Negfest, and that was kind of like a bit of a spark to get back into starting up, getting back into music again proper. So, yeah, definitely kudos for just getting out there and just doing it.
And just, I don't remember that set. I never do.
Yeah.
And you also play in a band, Ashbel.
Ashbel, yeah? Yes.
Yeah, that's a really sick band. I heard of you. We were going to do a collab together, and Justin sent me that. And such an amazing record.
Appreciate that.
That's sick. How about you, Sandra? How did you end up here?
I've been listening to industrial since I was really, really young, because I discovered, I think my dad showed me Nine Inch Nails when I was a kid. And then, like, since then, I've just gotten really into heavy music, and I wanted the heaviest music possible. And then I was like, I was in heaps of bands, but all of them failed before then. And then I did, started about in like 2010 after really writing a doom metal album, and I kept kind of doing it. And then for like 11 years, and then like about like 2016, I was like, I can't really do this. I've got guitars and stuff. Yeah, it's cool. But like, what if I did noise? And I kind of went from there and had this idea of doing like, the kind of noise I didn't listen to heaps of noise. I didn't like Merzbell. And I thought it was just too simple. And I was like, what if it was like noise, but it was like cinematic? And like, you had really good, like production values that like Sophie or something would use, right? Instead of like kind of like a mono pedal noise kind of thing, which I'm going to be doing anyway. But like, it's actually stereo, apparently. It depends if the podcast or it's the other thing. But yeah, I kind of kept doing that. And I kind of like, because I thought it would be heavier. And I wanted to make the most extreme music possible and like give people heart attacks. Yeah.
That's a wonderful pastime.
Yeah.
Great. I wasn't going to either. It's a wonderful pastime. Great, great hobby to get into. I mean, for myself, like I guess I'm a guitar person still. I just like, I don't have much gear or anything, but I mess around with it. But, I don't know. I've been reading a little bit lately. My partner's just kind of started transitioning, and they've been sending me all these really cool articles, and I was reading about like depersonalization and derealization as like a symptom of like gender dysphoria.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And it just kind of like hit me for the first time just a couple of days ago. Like, oh, of course, like this is probably a part of the whole thing, like of like subjecting, you know, yourself and others to like a whole bunch of like violent noise as a way of like associating yourself to your body in a way that like you're often very, very alienated from. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was wondering if you've had any thoughts about that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. My earliest noise experiments as a kid, from that first period, I was getting into a lot of cathode pterosecretion at the time. The self-titled was just massively influential. Their 7-inch, their 3.5-inch CD. Got that a mail order way back, and just the sound and the tenacity and the ferocity of what it's essentially cut up but digital.
I heard this.
Definitely.
Send one to me.
Yeah, for sure. I'll give you links on Bandcamp. But yeah, that spoke to me as a kid, and for a long time, at least in that first phase, I was trying to sort of express a lot of feelings I had in my head about myself that can't really be expressed any other way. And I think noise and industrial music is probably the most congruent expression of trying to express those feelings. You know, you sort of just scream into a void and hopefully someone on the other end kind of listens. But it's not exactly in the most accessible kind of way, is it?
No.
Only others can, I guess, kind of get it, if that makes sense. People who, you know, delve into extreme states of mind and states of being, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I think it's intentionally, like, alienating.
Of course.
And it's, I don't know, like my feeling, I don't know, I wrote a whole thesis right before I transitioned about, like, gender and noise and all this kind of stuff, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm a girl. Oh, turns out I am. but, like, yeah, like, the whole thing of, like, just, like, overwhelming a body with, like, otherness kind of thing, like, it, like, to kind of actually situate yourself anywhere, like, I think is, yeah, totally.
Well, I think there's a lot of, like, very kind of abstract philosophical things, because, like, derealization, depersonalization are very, like, and disassociation, there's not actually a very coherent definition of them, for example, other than just, like, a subjective kind of description, because they're impossible to point into signifiers. They're you just kind of say them, right? And I also think I think everyone's a little disassociated. It's just like it's the necessary precondition for like existing. But like when it comes to like the sheer harshness, like the heaviness of noise, or the harshness of noise, and it's like relation to gender dysphoria and like all those kind of things. It's like I wonder if it is a necessary connection or a contingent connection, and or if it's one that's historically determined, and determined by the history of, say, like feminism, transfeminism, because like a lot of our tastes in things are surprisingly subjective, but with the exception that music, unlike a lot of art, can hurt you if literally, because like if it's loud enough, you'll hurt your ears. Paintings don't do that. So it is a way of like communicating suffering in that way, but it's also like it's also more importantly, it's communicating jouissance, because if it was just suffering, no one would listen to it. It's the same with roller coasters and horror movies and maybe sex. It's like it's both beyond the pleasure principle, as the quote Freud and the con, and like. And you have to enjoy it and hate it at the same time. And I think that's what differentiates it from, like, mainstream music is based on, to use Kantian terms, is based on the principle of beauty, whereas noise music and a lot of other experimental music is based on the principle of the sublime, which is about jouissance and being overwhelmed. Also, Kant, I'm butchering Kant a bit there, but, like...
I'll butcher Kant all you like.
It's a different kind of, like, it has a different goal. It doesn't do the same thing. It's not even the same form of art.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a kind of cool point you raise about like making an art that can actually physically like hurt people. And I think that's one of the things that always drew me to like sonic practices was like the idea that you like sound is actually touch, right? Like it's, you know, like the hairs in your ear, you know, like when you speak or, you know, play a guitar or you know, make a feedback machine, like you are physically touching someone. And I think like the interplay between the audience and the performer in that situation is, I think, in a lot of ways, like a masochistic one, right? Where you find a group of people who are keen to be touched in such a violent way, and you have this...
elevated.
Yeah, absolutely. Which I think is also maybe an overlap in our scene somewhat. what is coming up for yous? You got any... I know you've got a gig soon, Lulu, which we...
Yes, we do.
When?
Gosh, when is it? I think it may be the 30th of March. If that is a Tuesday, Tilde and I will be playing Make It Up Club.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Part of a trio.
Yeah, with someone named William, who I've played with before.
Right on.
Like in an ensemble of about 30 people, so I have no idea who they actually are, but that'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's coming up.
Outside of that, there's a Nashville show going on, I think, April the 17th at Cafe Gummo.
Oh, nice.
And we may do a house show before or after then at some point.
Ooh, they're coming back.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but we may get Parler on board for that one again.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Outside of that, At some point, Yubawa and myself will be doing a gig, part of a lineup with a few other bands that are really, really cool. Not really bands, but noise.
Wait, when is this? I lost my calendar.
The date hasn't been confirmed, but it'll be sometime soon. So when that comes on, we'll definitely get y'all in the loop.
We could.
Please remind me. I lost my calendar.
Are there any other gigs that you do know about, Sandra?
Oh, God. I'm playing a wedding.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned. That's pretty wild.
My friend's wedding is like a queer punk wedding. I don't know if I'm allowed to be scary or if I have to play something calm. I think she was pretty open for either. So I'm playing that. And like, there's that. I think I'm going to show with I can't pronounce this band. They're really good. They're really Paterium. Good.
That's the one we're Paterium? Part of. Yep.
Yeah. That's the one we're part of. So that's going to be sick. Maybe another show. Who knows? I don't know. Like, I hope I remember in time to do it. Mm. That's for sure is a nice show.
Wicked. Well, if there's no objections, I'm probably just going to play some Girls' Rituals unless anyone has a good song request.
That's sick. That's fine.
That's cool. All right, we'll put that on.
Yeah.
And then,
awesome. It bumps.
Zandra's right. Going to give us a set and close out the Binary Busting broadcast. So that's going to be sick. Stay tuned. And here is some more Devi McCallion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio on 855 AM on your dial. We're bringing you the Binary Busting broadcast. And it's about to close. We've got about 20 minutes on the clock, and we're going to spend those 20 minutes with Uboa giving us a sick set. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us. Thanks so much to Nat and Adele for hooking up all this amazing live sound. And thanks for 3CR for taking the time to put some trans people on the radio, because it's fucking amazing. Anyway, here we go. Sandra.